Okay, well, hello and welcome everybody to another presentation of the Online CoalView Meetup. I'm Charlie Earhart and I'll be your host for the next 30 to 40 minutes. Today we continue our series of CF United Conference preview sessions, and this week we're going to take a departure and preview not one of the day-long classes, but instead just an hour-long class. And today we have Patrick Quinn, who will be previewing his application server analytics class. And again, just as the last few have been, this will be a 20 to 30 minute preview of that hour-long class. So before I turn the podium over to Patrick, I want to take a couple minutes and introduce you to the meetup and tell you a little bit about the conference. So the meetup is the Online ColdFusion Meetup, which is basically a worldwide online ColdFusion users group where we have meetings several times a month now. It's happening, and Ray Cannon and I stepped up to revive it earlier this year, and this is about our ninth one, and I'll be hosting for the first few months, and then Ray's due to take over, and we'll swap back and forth, but you know he's very busy, so we'll see how that goes. You can learn more about the meeting at the address coldfusion.meetup.com/17. And if you join there, you'll receive notices of the upcoming meetings by mail. You can RSVP for meetings, which is helpful. You can share feedback. There's a mailing list and forums and all sorts of stuff. So check that out. And as always, we record all the meetings, and the meetings are posted on the Meetup site after the meeting. They're pinned to the top of the message board there, but rather than have to go digging around trying to find that, I've created a tiny URL for it. So just take note of this tiny URL. That'll take you right to the page that lists the URLs for all of our recordings. Also, I put the recordings into the UGTV repository that I created. Some of you know about that. It's basically a repository of now over 100 user group presentations from over 80 speakers. It's a great place to go find things on all kinds of subjects. It's searchable and sortable. And anybody can add a recorded presentation there. So if you know of any that aren't there, feel free to add them. There's no registration required. Although I do spam checking, so that's why there's no spam in there. Anyway, so do check that out. We will do a recording of this meeting. Now about the conference CF United is coming up at the end of this month. So really just about two weeks from yesterday, it'll start. You can learn more at cfunited.com. It's organized by Michael Smith and Terratech. And it's 4 days of conferences plus those day-long conferences the 2 days beforehand for a total of 6 days if you choose to take those day-long classes. During the sessions, the 4 days, there'll be over 40 speakers, nearly 60 sessions, birds of feathers, and all sorts of stuff. So it's a great great gathering of the ColdFusion community. And the dates are June 27th to June 30th. And those day-long classes are the days before. Again, I want to stress that these meetup sessions are just previews, or they're not the whole thing. You're not going to get Patrick telling you his whole hour-long talk. It's only a 20 to 30-minute preview. So he's going to try to give you some key points from it and leave you motivated to want to go take the whole session. That's the point. After the conference, we may repeat people's sessions, the full-length sessions, and offer them as meetup sessions after the conference. For now, we're just doing previews. All right, so about our presenter today. We've got Patrick Quinn. Patrick's the president and co-founder of WebApper, which is a leading consulting company in the ColdFusion space. He's a former Allaire and Macromedia consultant who left in 2001 to become independent, and he later formed WebApper with some fellow former Macromedia consultants. And in his role as president, he leads the company in developing all kinds of things, programming and architecture review and debugging, development, business strategies. And I imagine he'll probably have a couple more points to say about himself and the company. And with that, I'll turn it over to Patrick. Again, Patrick, thank you very much for coming. And I'll let you hit the share button and change it to share your screen. Thanks for your time.
Thanks for that rousing intro, Charlie. And I'm just going to switch over to the PowerPoint slide now. If anyone has any trouble hearing or seeing the PowerPoint slides, just let me know in the chat window. I do have the chat window for the Connect meeting room up in a different monitor, so I'll try to keep an eye on that. Thanks, Gary, for the thumbs up. Okay, so getting right into it here. What I've done is I've just taken my, Charlie referred to this, I've taken my presentation for the conference, which is being modified really on a week-to-week basis. We've done some blogging on this, we've done some user group presentations, and we have really our entire history as a company of experience that sort of feeds into this topic. So I've taken the presentation from the actual conference in a couple of weeks, and I've whittled that down to just a few slides here to summarize what we're going to be talking about at CF United. So some of this Charlie touched on, so we can skip over it real quick. I am co-founder, president, and CTO presently at WebApper Services, and I am a former employee of Alera and then Macromedia. I was there during the acquisition and stayed on for just a bit after we became Macromedia, and that was really the first application server analytics consultancy. And don't worry, I'm going to get into explaining what in God's name this application server analytics topic really is. What does that mean? Another acronym that we have to memorize. Yes, yes. Sorry about that in advance, but I'll definitely get into explaining what it's all about. So when I say that Alera and then Macromedia Consulting was the first ASA consultancy, it really was the first premier Cold Fusion consulting practice. So during the late 90s, during the dot-com run-up, as the dollars were flowing, massive numbers of massively sized applications were being written with Cold Fusion and all the related technologies that were under the Alera umbrella. Also JRun, before it was a J2EE server. I was actually on the JRun consulting team back in the 2.0, 2.3.3 days. And obviously it all, Cold Fusion became Java under the covers later, but I was with the JRun team back when it was just JRun. And so Alera got in touch with TMP Worldwide, which was a major global human resources consultancy. And at the time, they were the owner of Monster.com. I'm not sure what the corporate structure is right now. But in any case, they went to TMP to hire a technical consulting practice. And so TMP went out and hired about 40 of us worldwide, mostly in the States, although we had people in Australia, also around Europe and the UK. And the 40 of us traveled the world every week working on big, complicated Cold Fusion applications. And by working on them, I mean in most cases, we were dealing with tuning and stabilization. So as these applications, this is still true through to today, as applications get really big, the problems almost always become bigger than the sum of the parts. And what that usually means, practically speaking, is that you need an extra companies and teams need an extra set of eyeballs, especially eyeballs that are experienced in tuning and stabilization work, which after all is really a distinct skill set from just good programming. And it's also a pretty distinct skill set from overall architecture work as well. And again, a key point in all of this is that, and we've just seen this many, 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 many times over the years, hundreds of times, that when applications move into production, and I'll talk a little bit more about this in a few minutes too, when applications move into production, especially large, high traffic, and or complicated applications, you typically see things that you didn't see before. And it can be really hard, if not effectively impossible, to flesh out these kinds of problems prior to production. And so that's where application server analytics comes into play and comes to the rescue. Anyway, just another 30 seconds on the history. So we traveled the world working on these massively sized applications and doing tons and tons of tuning and stabilization engagements. The engagements were typically 5 to 15 days. So times 40 people times the few years that this was going on under the Alera Macromedia umbrella, that's a lot of Cold Fusion and JRun and Spectra applications too, although Spectra's obviously gone the way of the dodo bird these days. So after Macromedia took over, they didn't keep the consulting practice. They sort of kept it for a while, and then it sort of lingered on as a group of about 5 of the original 40 internally, but just pretty much everybody left, and including yours truly. And there were a few of us in the Southern California area, and we decided, well, there's definitely still a need for this kind of consulting work, and so let's just put together a company that essentially does exactly the same thing, which we did. And so we've expanded since then. We started off doing really just consulting with some small development projects. Today we have a full development team, a sitting development team. We continue to do our consulting work, which is really, our flagship offering, and that's really our DNA, which is the consulting focused on tuning and stabilization. And we have training related to the same topics, tuning and stabilization for large-scale Cold Fusion applications. And we also have a developing products practice, the flagship product of which is C-Fusion, which is, some of this will be marketing speak, so feel free to slap me down and bring me back to developer reality. But I can't resist because it's partly my role here to do marketing speak. But anyway, C-Fusion is really, as we see it, the first tool of its kind. And I'll start to talk a little bit more, too, about how C-Fusion relates to application server analytics and how it differentiates from other tools in the monitoring and troubleshooting space as well. We created C-Fusion in 2004. To go back all the way in its history, it actually started out as a JDBC wrapper, and because we spend a lot of time monitoring database interactivity. So we wrote a JDBC wrapper for that purpose, and then a series of light bulbs went off and a series of dots were connected for us, and that led to the creation of CFusion. And like a lot of tools, as a company, we first created it to make our lives easier, because troubleshooting production applications has historically been a painful process. Very tedious, a lot of disconnected processes and tools. And so the whole point about application server analytics, which again, I'll get into talking about in a little bit more detail in terms of defining that, one of the key points is a centralized process, set of processes and tools, as centralized as possible for tuning and troubleshooting applications in production. So in a nutshell, this is one of my favorite descriptions of application server analytics. So everyone's familiar with step through debugging, and that's a development time process, and there are lots of tools for doing that, and it's very useful. What we see application server analytics as being is analogous to that. It's step through troubleshooting. So again, going back to what I had said a few minutes ago, apologies for that. Let me just mute that there. Step through troubleshooting. So going back to what I'd said a minute ago, once applications hit production, the troubleshooting process historically has been very tedious. Going way back, one of the central tools was CFstat. There's a name from the past. And sure, there was some useful information on a limited basis in the use of CFstat. And then you had a whole series of other things. You could just do a lot of extrapolation. You could do log file parsing analysis and tailing log files on Unix or using Unix-style tools for Windows, et cetera, et cetera. But again, all very time-consuming, very tedious, and just made the whole process of connecting the dots and actually solving problems very difficult. So to get to a more concrete definition of application server analytics, it's runtime monitoring, analysis, and troubleshooting of application server-based software. There we go. Apologies for that.
Busy place.
What's that?
Busy place over there.
Yeah, it's a good little pitch for us there. I'll have to call back and thank whoever's calling me. Yes, I'm sure those are all consulting customers. Anyway, so, and I'll talk more about the individual bullet points here in more detail. It's directly analogous, another way to think of this is that it's directly analogous to web analytics, but instead it focuses on application server internals, request thread processing, memory utilization, bottlenecks, error conditions that arise, bugs. Of course, database interaction is a big topic that I'll talk a little bit more about that too. So this is the gist of application server analytics. Now, to help us clarify this a little further, I'll go through another couple of slides defining application server analytics as we see it, and also talking a little bit about what it's not, and that'll help us figure out where this niche is and where it fits exactly. So one thing I've done is I've gone to Wikipedia, and web analytics, of course, is a very familiar topic. It's a very mature niche. Pretty much as soon as there were web servers on the market, there was web analytics as a niche. And it's the measurement of the behavior of visitors to a website or web application. In a commercial context, it especially refers to the measurement of which aspects of the website work towards the business objectives. So as I say in the notes, and I'll touch on out loud in my presentation at the conference, if you ask the marketing department for metrics on traffic to the website, they'll be able to tell you every single person who bought toothpaste on Tuesday at 2 p.m. However, typically when you go to the development department or whatever department it's called inside a corporation and you ask for the kinds of metrics that we care about as developers, you get a bunch of blank stares. We just, and I should say too that this isn't so much the fault of developers. I mean, we've really been working with black box platforms for a long time. So in fact, this is also in my larger presentation, Ben Forta really put some concise terms to this a few years ago where he himself called ColdFusion a black box relative to server internals. And I'll talk a little bit later about what Macromedia and then Adobe has been doing about that. There's some new developments there in terms of the product itself, but that's been the gist of the problem. And that relates to what I was saying earlier about only very tedious and disconnected methods and tools available for tuning and troubleshooting production systems. So what I've done is I've taken this Wikipedia definition and I've just inserted some substitute words and phrases to apply this concept to the application server itself and its internal metrics. So application server analytics is the measurement of the behavior of a website or web application itself, meaning from the developer perspective, from the system perspective. In a production context, it especially refers to the measurement of which aspects of the website, web application work towards or against the developer's objectives, meaning the technical objectives. Obviously, we all want to have high-performing, highly available, meaning non-crashing, applications in production. And so those are our developer objectives. So we're just now getting to the point in the history of web and Cold Fusion in particular where we can really see these internals very clearly. And our CFusion product was one tool, one part of this whole development, and there have been others, and there are others coming down the pipeline. Okay, so just to draw the boundaries around application server analytics a little more clearly, it's important to talk about some things that ASA is not. So it's not focused on development time activities, such as step-through debugging, which I touched on earlier, and instrumentation, another common development time process. Those are mostly focused on fixing bugs, like functional bugs. Occasionally, they're focused on performance or stability bugs. But again, it's a very real phenomenon whereby most performance and stability bugs don't become apparent until applications make it into production, either because there is no budget for formal QA testing. And, you know, that may sound scandalous, but it's a reality. I mean, there aren't many firms that have seen more applications than we have, and it's just a reality. And again, it's not some irresponsible thing in every case on the part of these teams and these companies. The fact is that comprehensive QA work is very complicated, very time-consuming, and very expensive. It has its own set of software tools, which means its own training that's required, learning curve that has to be traversed, and consulting and support costs, staff that has to be hired. And so, you know, having seen the biggest applications around as we have, in most cases, the big companies with the big applications do have QA teams in place, even in those best case scenarios. And the companies and entities with the most dollars to spend on this, Visa Corporation, NASA, and other elements of the federal government, the biggest and wealthiest companies around that are using Cold Fusion, even in those best case scenarios, it's impossible to recreate the production load context 100% with 100% fidelity. So you do the typical best practices in QA work, which is you identify the critical user paths down the application and to what are known to be potential bottlenecks like reporting modules and all that stuff. And you've got virtual users and think time and no think time and ramp up tests and true stress tests and steady state tests that run for days on end, all sorts of best practices. And given all of that and all of the maturity in that niche, the fact of the matter is, as you heard a minute ago, the phone still rings off the hook for help for production systems and when it comes to tuning and stabilization. So development time stuff's really important. I think every developer should be using a step-through debugger. And if you use the kinds of tools that allow for instrumentation, a little bit more common, I think, in the Java developer tools market. But the important point about all of that is that that's development time. So there's certain problems you can solve there, and that's not what ASA is all about. The other thing is that this is, as we see it, it's slightly differentiated. And I think significantly enough differentiated to warrant its own name, which is why we're calling this application server analytics and step-through troubleshooting. It's significantly enough differentiated from general system-level monitoring troubleshooting tools and activities. Especially on the Windows platform, the quote-unquote monitoring tools market is, again, pretty mature. It's a pretty deep niche with lots and lots of options. But for the most part, these tools are outside-in tools, meaning they monitor JRun.exe, the JRun process, to be specific to Cold Fusion, from the outside in. So they'll tell you things like CPU utilization and network utilization and what's your NIC utilization and the throughput metrics and OS level memory monitoring, which is an important distinction. We've had lots of conversations with Windows systems administrators who want to spend time looking at the Windows memory allocations using their monitoring tools. And the fact of the matter is that that's just not very useful information in terms of tuning and troubleshooting. It has the potential to be, But the real nuggets, the real valuable metrics are inside the application server itself. And that has to do with some of the things I mentioned earlier, and I'll talk about again in a few minutes. Request level metrics. So what requests are running right now? How long are they? Have they been running? What requests were completed recently? Another important one for ColdFusion, which is really to say an important one for Java, since it's all Java under the covers, is Java memory utilization. So the heap space and the various generations and all that. It's important to be able to see this kind of stuff from the inside out. And specifically, we mean inside the Java virtual machine. So looking at all of this, all of these application server metrics from the inside out actually yields much better results. And so that's why we created CFusion. We've been selling and using CFusion ourselves for almost 3 years now. It'll be 3 years in August. So besting all of the other monitoring tools out there and speeding up the tuning and troubleshooting process, in our opinion, is probably the best evidence that this is, in fact, a slightly distinct niche. And there are other signs, too, which is that we have another sign, an endorsement of this concept as a distinct and important niche, is competition. So our good friends at Integral over in Germany have created a competing product to ours called Fusion Reactor. I'm sure a lot of you have heard of that. Nice product. Also, as a lot of you know by now, or will know soon, this functionality will be baked into ColdFusion 8. Similar functionality, I should say. And of course, the onus will be on us to continue to differentiate and try to do things better and continue to create a little niche for our particular tool for doing this kind of work. But the fact that there are now all these players, including the platform vendor, this is all taken together a big endorsement of this niche and the tools and methodologies that it entails. So moving on, getting into some of the elements of application server analytics in more detail, runtime monitoring, that's important. To do application server analytics, whatever tools or methodologies you're using, whether it's homegrown, and I'll talk a little bit more about options for creating your own ASA systems, if you will, the most important thing is that it's runtime. It's in production and it's running 24/7. So there is an on-off switch, for example, for our CFusion product, but nobody uses it. And it's written from the ground up to be running 24/7 in the background. Because when problems hit, doing ad hoc or post hoc analysis is really sort of from the old days. That just returns us to the days of tedious connecting of the dots and trying to correlate different things that we're seeing. So, you know, that's the part that's time consuming and just not very useful. So it's got to be runtime monitoring. And then there are key things you want to be monitoring at all times. Request times, kind of an obvious one. Query activity, result codes, just some of the basic things that we've been watching for 3 years with CFusion. Bottleneck analysis. So whether your tool explicitly shows you bottleneck analysis or just exposes a lot of these previously unseeable metrics, the fact of the matter is that bottleneck analysis is really implicit in this kind of work. So again, to use the CFusion example, we have a configuration where you can set a threshold for what counts as a long-running request on your system, and then, you know, all of those requests are saved in a separate history, so that you can go right to look at your culprits. So that's, you know, that is bottleneck analysis, and then you start to drill down from there. Crash diagnostics, stack trace and thread dump analysis, memory utilization, garbage collection, log file analysis. So those are some of the individual elements of application server analytics work. Now, again, a big topic that we're talking about is that as this niche matures, this really has to become more of a step-through process. So even with the products that are on the market now, CFusion, Fusion Reactor, and soon to be ColdFusion 8, there's still going to be some disconnectedness because there'll be some information that, as far as the tools are concerned, you can't you know, show and monitor and display all in one spot. But as much as possible, whether you do any homegrown tools or use one of the commercial tools available like ours, as much as possible, this has got to be a centralized console where you can see all or as much of this information as humanly possible. And then ideally, you'd have pointers to other things like log file analysis. Here's an interesting little conflict of interest, and this is just, you know, the nature of software is sorting out these kinds of conflicts and making good decisions. So since these are runtime tools, again, from the tools perspective, and really the whole focus of application server analytics work is in production, you've got to be very careful. You can't do anything that introduces any load on the server. And that's really the chief challenge of building tools for this, and this would apply, of course, to building your own ASA tools and methodologies. So you always have to, we get lots and lots of feature suggestions all the time, and we are very, very strict about what we allow into the feature set. It has to fit very neatly and squarely into the monitoring and troubleshooting topic. We don't want to do anything that's related to administration, because all that stuff creates unnecessary overhead. And again, going back to the first bullet point here, the worst thing you can do when you're doing application server analytics work is shut off your runtime monitoring, or close your window, so to speak, into the server internals. So anyway, just as a summary of this slide, those are some of the individual elements of ASA work. And in the full presentation at CF United, I'm going to go through each one of these bullet items and go into more detail about what each one entails, how we do it, different ways you could do it on your own, etc. So I've been talking a lot about the tools, and then this is just a few summary points on the process. So it's got to be always on runtime monitoring. This next bullet point is part reality today and part vision for the future, and it's actually what we're working on for CFusion 5, which is the next release. Seamless transition from monitoring to immediate and short-term troubleshooting. One specific example would be on-the-fly stack traces. As Java itself has evolved, and the JVM versions have gotten better and offered more features, this has gotten easier to do. A lot of us will remember that in the old days, generating stack traces from ColdFusion was a really horribly painful process, like starting CFusion from the command line and killing the window and all that kind of stuff. So on-the-fly stack traces would be an example of, I've got a running request, it's hung, it won't shut off, what's going on? I can go right from a view of that request, again, whether you're using tools or your own homegrown stuff, and I want to be able to go right to the metrics. And one key metric, really the gold standard in the Java community for troubleshooting, is stack trace analysis. And then for longer term work, you want to have as much saved information as possible. Troubleshooting and tuning is really all about seeing patterns over time. So if you've got stability problems, you typically have lots of good information leading up to the crash. And a good application server analytics process and tool or tools should, as much as humanly possible, connect all of those dots for you so that you can go right to drawing conclusions. So again, however you would handle the saved metrics, that's an important thing for long-term troubleshooting. In CFusion, we have a database logging subsystem. So for performance purposes, all CFusion metrics are maintained in memory, and that obviously doesn't allow for any persistence. So we have a really fast, low-priority database logging subsystem that'll pipe all these metrics to the database silently and behind the scenes, so that over time, you just have all of this gathered analytics. Again, in the web analytics niche, this stuff is going on all the time. You know, web servers have been writing web logs for eons, and there's all sorts of sophisticated tools out there for parsing that and giving you just all sorts of insight into what's happening from a marketing and traffic point of view. The same thing should apply for application server internals, and that's what the long-term, saving the metrics for the long-term troubleshooting and tuning is all about. So just some quick plugging here for CFusion 5. There's an evolution that's taking place in this niche. So it took us a while to figure out if this was a niche or if we were just fooling ourselves and selling, you know, our own little product in our own little corner. For all the reasons I've said, this is a bona fide niche as distinct from other areas that are out there. So what's happening is the first step in this niche was to expose application server analytics, and again, from the inside out on production systems. That was the first step. And the next step in the whole transition, though, is now doing something more with that information. So moving more in the direction of actually solving problems. And again, this is from the perspective. So we see the niche moving this way. So for example, we get a lot of customers who install CFusion and they say, hey, I've got all these great new metrics. Now what do I do? So going back to what I had said earlier, you know, tuning and troubleshooting and finding culprits and bottlenecks and all that, it's a separate skill set. And unless, you know, you've done years and years of it, a lot of the things to do and a lot of the answers are not going to be obvious. So we see the niche moving towards actual problem-solving intelligence being built into the tools and the methodologies that are part of ASA work. And that includes an accumulating knowledge base around the community. So you know, in all the places where community information exists, we're expecting to see a lot more, like a lot more specific addressing of stack traces, and even like stack trace knowledge bases is a concept that we're working on, possibly for a separate product. So as we see the niche moving that direction, we're obviously developing our own version of this, our own tool for application server analytics work, CFusion. We're developing it in that direction. So We're looking at developing request reports, which will take the metrics that are being exposed via the tool and actually give you insight into what those metrics mean, whether it's number of queries. Oh, by the way, do you know that this request ran 10,000 queries? Is that normal, or do you have a loop that shouldn't be there or something that shouldn't be in application.cfc or application.cfm, those kinds of things. Some of those things are more obvious, and then there's lots of things that, of course, are less obvious. Stack trace translation, that's a big one. Although stack trace analysis is something we do every day, and it is a gold standard in the Java world, it's really hard to do, and it's hard to do just because it's hard reading, for one. And then even once you kind of get the hang of reading stack traces from the bottom up and that whole thing, and following the flow of what a stack trace means, the application flow, it's still pretty tedious to go from understanding, being able to read that, to drawing conclusions. So we're going to be building more and more, again, intelligence, problem-solving intelligence right in the product. So right now we do on-the-fly stack trace generation. In C-Fusion 5, we're going to do on-the-fly stack trace translation. And we've actually published a fair number of successes, mostly on our blog, about how we've used stack trace analysis to tune and stabilize applications. One that got quite a bit of attention was last year we found a bug in ColdFusion with relative to the CF switch tag, and that's on our blog and got some pretty much immediate attention from Adobe and was acknowledged as a bug, and it's been fixed. That came from stack trace analysis. But again, we want this to be, this goes back to the point I was making about a seamless transition from metrics to troubleshooting to problem solving. So interpreting in plain English stack traces is a big part of that. Pattern reports, I mentioned persisting metrics to some persistence container. In our case, it's the database. And so again, once the lots of information is in there, that's great. Now you have all sorts of information you didn't have yesteryear. But the next question is on all of our minds, what do you do with that? So we're building in reports, a whole reporting module. I mentioned request reports, but in particular, pattern reports on all of these saved metrics from all this runtime monitoring that's going on. And of course, back to marketing speak, and more. So that just means that we don't have the all of the final C-Fusion 5 features written up and tested and so forth. So we will be, just another quick plug, we're going to be demoing C-Fusion 5 at our booth, and we'll hope to see as many of you there as possible. Okay, so some quick bullet points on how you can implement ASA. Design your applications for troubleshooting from the start. That's something that does not get a lot of attention. There's all sorts of sophisticated custom error handling that you can do with ColdFusion. And if you haven't looked into that, I really recommend that you really push the envelope on that and argue with your bosses if they complain that that's taking away from feature development time. Custom logging is another example. There's all sorts of sophisticated logging that you can do to achieve application server analytics. And you can use ASA tools. I mentioned C-Fusion a few thousand times. And then there's Fusion Reactor, ColdFusion 8, and there will probably be more coming soon. And then ASA work has to be done regularly. So whatever you're using, whether it's our commercial tools or your own homegrown system, it's got to be reviewed regularly. I'd say at least weekly, you've got to be looking over whatever sort of metrics you're gathering and whatever sort of form you're gathering them. One of the things that we did all the time in the old days, in fact, we wrote software, desktop software for log file parsing, is we were constantly inside the ColdFusion logs, server and application log in the old days were the common ones. Now the JRun logs are really more where the action's at. But one form of application server analytics you can do is to parse those log files, read through those log files on a regular basis and write parsing tools. And as you start to see culprits or suspicious things, you know, make your parsing tools or somehow make note of those things and look for them on a regular basis, look for the patterns. So that's another one. Just to repeat an important point that I've talked about before, persisting this data over time is important. So to some extent, that'll happen automatically with, for example, logging. But if you're if you can do other sorts of things too, database logging is another obvious persistence layer. So that's an important one. Okay, and then just a 30-second history. So in the beginning, there was darkness. I mentioned earlier, Ben Forda famously described ColdFusion as a black box relative to server internals. And this is a particular chagrin to companies that have, you know, hundreds of thousands or even millions of dollars invested in ColdFusion. Over the past 3 years, we've been exposing server internals for the first time, C-Fusion and the others, and now ColdFusion itself. And as I had said earlier, the next phase in this niche is connecting the dots. Bigger and better ASA knowledge bases and better tools and a more seamless transition through the metrics gathering and troubleshooting process. As I had said at the outset, step through troubleshooting. So when we get to step through troubleshooting, everyone's lives are going to be easier because, you know, if 90% of the cost of an application is lifetime maintenance, that obviously means that as much as we all spend time developing applications, we all spend a lot more time fixing them. So to the extent that we make that as smooth and seamless a process as possible, our lives are going to be much easier. So that's all. Charlie, I think I may have run over there, but not unusual for me. So any and all questions, welcome. Stunned silence.
Yep, fire away, folks. And if anybody does, Patrick, let's do remember to repeat the question for the people listening on the podcast.
Yes, for sure. Ah, you're welcome, Eric. Thanks for the comment. And one other thought on the full session. So in the full session, we're going to be showing real-world examples of our moving through application server analytics, whether that's log file analysis or stack trace analysis or CFusion metrics. We're also going to be showing, not just at our booth, you know, the entire time, but also a little bit during this presentation, we're going to be showing CFusion 5 features and a little bit more of the future. We'll talk a lot about the last 3 years of application server analytics, and then we'll be talking about the future and where we see it going and how we're trying to move things in that direction.
Okay. Well, it's always a sign of a good presentation when there's no questions. So since there's no questions, there's one. All right, go ahead.
What kind of load is a task server with? Yes, good question. So that's always the number one question we get about CFusion. So in our opinion, this has to be effectively zero load. So meaning if you're running, say, formal load tests to determine the impact of X on a server, it should be within the overhead, should either be undetectable, meaning some result set should show no difference at all versus having the tool there or not, or it should be within the margin of error of the test. And so that's the official answer. I can tell you that CFusion's in production use on thousands of ColdFusion servers around the globe. Having been the first in this space and having been selling the product for 3 years, it's very well vetted. It's written 100% in Java, and it's written according to the Java specifications, in our case, the servlet filter specification. So these are it's a tried and true software architecture for implementing modules, in effect, in your software. In fact, servlet filters are used all over ColdFusion. So again, our product's used only on production systems, really. I'd say maybe 3% of customers probably use it in formal QA environments, but everyone's got it plugged in production and running all the time. A related question we get is, what about the query monitoring? Because we monitor all query activity through the product as well. So in addition to being in use on, again, thousands of ColdFusion servers around the globe for the past 3 years, that's obviously a pretty heavy amount of real-world testing to verify the speed of the product. But in addition, we've done our own testing. So in some of our own testing, the most strenuous testing we've done of the JDBC wrapper itself, we isolated that in a kind of unit test. And we piped almost 1 billion queries through that, about 800 million queries. We piped through that in one long, steady state load test. And again, zero detectable overhead and no errors, of course, that kind of thing. So in our opinion, that's the number one design requirement as we move on and enhance the product and as anyone is doing any sort of application server analytics work. You can't get in the way, because if you need to shut off the monitoring, then it defeats the whole purpose. You're really going to be setting yourself back and really setting yourself back to the old days when all you had was ad hoc or post hoc analysis of information. So, and just to throw out a little competitive thought there, this will be a big test for the monitoring that's built in to ColdFusion, because in the past, you know, things like the debugging output to attach to ColdFusion pages, not to say that this is predicting the future, obviously, you know, Adobe's a big company, a lot of money, a lot of very smart people, but in the past, debug output on the bottoms of your ColdFusion pages was a showstopper in production. There were a lot of production systems where you simply could not turn that on, or it would bring the server to its knees. So we never get in the way, and we think that's a primary requirement of any kind of tool, homegrown or commercial, for application server analytic work. So does that answer your question, Gordon? Hopefully. You bet.
Okay. Well, since there were no other questions coming in, I think we'll assume that that's it. And we don't need to stop the questions entirely, but let's go ahead and wrap up the recording and carry on any conversations afterwards. So as always, we want to thank our speaker, Patrick. And we want to thank Adobe as well, because Adobe provides the Acrobat Connect session that allows us to be able to have these sessions and the recording space for holding the recording. So we really thank them for that. Again, the recording will be posted on the CFusion Meetup message board, and it'll also be posted on the UGTV site. So do look for those recordings there. If you're a member of the meetup, you'll receive an email asking you to share your feedback on the presentation. We all look forward to that. And finally, don't forget that the conference is at cfunited.com. It's coming up in 2 weeks from yesterday. And we will have our next and final CF United preview session next week, next Thursday, same time, 12:30 Eastern Daylight Time. And this one will be Mark Drew giving a preview of his CF Eclipse Plus talk that he'll be doing. And I know a lot of people are very excited about that subject. So do come back next week. I won't be here next week. Ray will be hosting next week. I'm out of town on a mission trip. So look forward to Ray leading and hosting. And then we'll pick things up after CF United. We might even have some sessions from the conference itself. So until next time, that's it. This is Charlie Earhart saying thanks for watching. And we'll see you out and about in the CF community.